26. Gold and silver worth $30 million. The Spanish explorer, Francisco Pizarro, was exploring South America in the 1530s when he saw a large raft. It carried silver, gold, emeralds, and rich cloth. This was his first look at the riches of the Inca Empire. Once, this empire covered much of western South America. Atahualpa was the ruler of the Inca Empire. One of his messengers visited Pizarro's camp and invited Pizarro to visit the city of Cajamarca. Pizarro and his men were looking for glory and gold. They wanted to expand the Spanish Empire. So Pizarro and about 160 horsemen and soldiers accepted the invitation. They set off into the Andes Mountains. When Pizarro and his men came out of the mountains, they looked down on Cajamarca Valley. The tents of the Inca army were below them. To greet Pizarro, Atahualpa had put on embroidered clothes and an emerald collar. He was carried on a special throne to Cajamarca's central square. He arrived with about 5,000 men. Without warning, the Spaniards attacked. The unarmed Inca soldiers tried to escape, but the Spaniards killed thousands of them. They captured Atahualpa. Atahualpa's people tried to get him back. They gathered gold and silver worth $30 million to give to Pizarro. It was one of the largest ransoms in history. Pizarro agreed to the ransom, but then he did not keep his promise. Instead, he accused Atahualpa of sending for an army. The Spaniards sentenced him to death. He was executed in Cajamarca Square. Pizarro's stolen treasure was 11 tons of gold objects. He melted down almost all of it. Few gold objects survived the Spanish conquest.